Willie Jackson is with us, and he is on the roadshow talking budget issues. Yesterday, he was there at the opening of the Matawi Dam alongside what he describes as old mates, now competitors, Winston and Shane. Thanks for joining us, Willie. Tēnā koe.
Morena, da.
Pretty grueling roadshow, isn't it? Just logistically, you guys have been up and down the country and still a lot more to come, but... You know, this is an example of Māori interests working together. You might be political opponents, but when it comes to assisting our people on the ground, initiatives like the establishment of the dam are important. What's stood out most for you about the roadshow and the way your corridor is being appreciated by those that you've been visiting, Willie?
Well, we're just in Gisborne now, so, you know, we were in the north yesterday, and then we had a 6 o'clock flight this morning to Gizzy, and we just started the breakfast here. Mihi Mihi's finishing, and we're having a kai, and then we're going to have a kōrero. So it is pretty grueling, all right. And we've got to sort of, you know, we're here till 2, then we have to drive to Rotorua for another meeting tomorrow morning. Then we're in Rotorua tomorrow. Then we fly to Christchurch tomorrow afternoon for Uyi in Christchurch. Then we fly from Christchurch back to Wellington on Friday. So it's been a huge week, but I mean, I love the way our people have been receptive and supportive in terms of what we're explaining and talking about. The budget was lovely. Yes, you know, yesterday was great in the north. We were at Kura, we had a breakfast in Whangarei, then we caught up with our old mates at the dam opening there. You know, I could always be a bit tense there, you know, obviously with Winston and Shane declaring war on us in the last year, but actually it was very, very good. Everybody behaved themselves, because the kaupapa is the main thing. We can have a crack at each other, as they have been doing, particularly against us. But, you know, when we get together, our kōrero to them was a mihi to them for their, obviously for the provincial growth fund that, you know, they advocated. And so we don't resolve from that. Those were good years. And our relationships at a certain level have always been good. So we had a few laughs yesterday with them, you know, mihi to them for their support in those first 3 years. And I said yesterday, and we'll get on with the scrap later on, but yesterday was a day to celebrate in terms of the dam, and it was good to see Shane and Winston and their crew before we get down to it, I suppose, in the next few weeks.
It was a gathering, like a high-powered Māori parliamentary gathering of the like I haven't seen in a long time, looking at the heavy hitters that were all present here at Wātea and continue on this roadshow. Yourself and Kelvin and Willow Jean, Kiri Tapu, Penny, and many more, the quality of the lineup was impressive. How's it been received by those on the ground, the smaller communities you've been visiting, the fact that so many who are charged with big responsibilities representing our people in Parliament are at these venues that you're attending up and down the country, Willie?
Oh, well received. You know, we've got a full house here in Gizzy. It's just terrific, you know, and things are a bit tense down here, I suppose, because, you know, you've got iwi having a scrap with council, and right here you've got, right at this where you've got all the iwi reps and the mayors here too. So, you know, everybody's being a bit sort of sensitive, because there's, you know, this is a tough time down the coast here, but hey, we're together for this kaupapa, and it's good that we've come together, so we'll be into it shortly. But well received by locals, you know, they're really happy about the Pūtea whānau order funding, but obviously the Matatini funding is huge, and so Selwyn, Cousin Selwyn Parata's particularly happy, and we're having a bit of a celebration for the Matatini Pūtea a little bit later today. So it's all good, you know. Everything's been well received on the road, and you know, these sort of tours, while they're very grueling, they're very beneficial.
One commentator described Mika's decision as appalling and selfish, and of course, we're right in the thick of cyclone recovery and all that is associated with that. Have you detected early in your trip to Gisborne any disappointment that we haven't got a Māori steering the ship in the way that Mecca was, but now isn't, And that poses the question of how far away you sense we might be for the Labor Party naming its candidates for that important electorate.
Good couple of weeks away yet from that decision. And, of course, there's disappointment in terms of her leaving. That's been expressed to us everywhere, because not just down here, because, you know, she played a vital role. But, you know, whoever comes in will have to manage that and speak to that too, because it's going to be one heck of a campaign, I would say, down here. Yeah.
Tēnā koe, Willie. Thanks very much. All the best on the travels. A big trip today from Gisborne through to Rotorua. But at least you're all together as a gang, and that's important. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, it's a good rōpū, you know. We're having a few laughs. So, yes, we've got these young ones on, Penny and Kitty Tupper. You'll see them dancing on videos. So got to have a few laughs too, but it's all good. And thanks very much, Val.
Kia ora. Tēnā koe. Thank you, Willie. One thing about Willie Jackson, he does...